This question is from Jerry Shipsky to Robert Garcia. Why did you not support the fiscally responsible thing to do about the Civic Center and do a real RFP to determine the true cost of retrofit? And have you accepted campaign contributions from anyone that is participating in the RFP for the Civic Center?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I agree completely with the framing of the question, but I think on the Civic Center issue, I think this is my response. I think this is an important issue that's a debate that's happening in the city right now. What I'm guided by in the city's Civic Center discussion is first and foremost the safety of the people, the hundreds of people that work in the building. We have hundreds of our employees, people that work, visitors that come in, residents are coming in for services every single day. And on multiple occasions now, engineering studies have told us that the building itself was structurally unsafe and could collapse in a major earthquake. At the end of the day, that to me should be the driving factor in our discussions. So what the city decided to do, and which I supported, is to look at what are our options, what can we and cannot do moving forward. One of the options that we're looking at currently right now is, could we have some type of public-private agreement that could redevelop the land in a way that would not be a burden on the taxpayers? If we were to go into a retrofit, for example, and by the way, a retrofit is something that is still being looked at, but if we could go into a retrofit scenario, that would come directly from, we'd have to go out for some type of obligation, bond, tax, for that to happen. It could be different if we were going into a public-private partnership. What we engage in right now is an RFP process to see if we can actually do this type of project. At the end of this RFP process, it may come back to us that we cannot do a public-private partnership on the site, that we may just have to abandon the building. But I think the peer-reviewed engineering study, I think has been pretty clear that the building is structurally unsafe. And so I think that is a key issue. The second part of the question was about campaign contributions.
Yes. Have you accepted any campaign contributions from the participants in the RFP?
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I believe that question is no. But I do know, I want to make a caveat, that I think that these groups are conglomerates of all sorts of developers and all types of people that are involved, from architects all the way through. Actually, then the answer would be yes. One of the architects, someone from one of the studios, made a small contribution. So I guess the answer would be that it's more complex because there's such large conglomerates that there's small portions throughout each team.
Thank you, Robert. Question number 7. Controversy is brewing over Mayor Foster and the council majority's efforts to fast-track the rebuilding of a new civic center. Orders have been given to staff to bring this before the council by July 1st, just 14 days prior to the new mayor and 5 city council members being seated. If the new leadership does not agree to continue with this direction, this action could cost the city's general fund as much as $2.5 million. What is your position on this proposed $200 million project, and will you, as mayor, put all options before the citizens of Long Beach for their input and direction prior to committing millions of additional taxpayer dollars? And this question is directed to Robert and Damon. Robert.
I think I answered part of it, I think, in the first answer. Like I said before, I think we're going right now looking at the RFP process for the private-public partnership. That will come back at some point to the City Council. I do not believe it's going to come back at that timeline that it's set. I believe it'll take longer, and it'll go out much longer than that. When it comes back to the city will have options of whether that's even a feasible proposal. At that point, we were going to have to go into a major discussion. It's not going to be this council, it will be a future council, about what we do. The Civic Center discussion and debate is just started, and it's going to go on for a very long time to see what we can actually do. The council will have to make multiple votes on every step moving forward, whether we end up going into a P3, whether we end up going with some type of, whether we can't do anything, whether we can't actually, we could come back and learn that there's not anything we can do in financially that would actually be fiscally responsible for the city. So we've got to get all the information and the details. What I'm most concerned about, quite frankly, is what we do in the meantime, and if we've got to relocate everybody in the building because of this unsafe structure that we're in. So As far as the community process, I believe it will be a long community process if we make the decision to actually rebuild the Civic Center. There will be a major visioning process, I am sure, that will happen that will be citywide with dozens of community meetings where everyone will be involved, but that decision hasn't been made yet.
Thank you.
So there's two parts to this. Well, part of this is just the finance side. What's in the general fund's best interest of our city? And a part of this is the politics. And right now the politics is trumping the finance side. And if I had maybe 3.5 minutes, I could explain to you how you can leverage $12.6 million and get $240 million on the open market. So how a developer would come in and all you would have to pay is $12.6 million over the next 30 years and you would have no more out-of-pocket expenses. But it takes too long to explain that and go into in depth enough to be able to get everyone to understand how the financing side of that may be in the city's best interest long term. So I'll just check that from now and I'll talk about the politics. And everything that Ray said about the politics is true. There does seem to be a rush to get this project approved. I met with Suzanne Frick, I met with Mike Conway and Tom Modica, and they're putting out an RFP at the end of this month, and they're going to give the developers 90 days to come back and to be able to tell us what they want to do. That's a short timeline for developers to do such a large project and for them to put together those proposals. I think they need probably 5 to 6 months to do that, but I think doing it on a 90-day timeline, it gets it done by June. And then the current mayor and the current city council have 30 days to pick a developer. I would hope that they would not pick a developer before the next mayor and the next city council is seated, because that is such an expensive project, such a long-term project, and the city council and the mayor have to manage that for the next 2-3 years, that they really need to be a part of picking the competent developer, as opposed to saying, you guys ride off in the sunset, picking a team that you wanted, and we really don't know if they can or cannot perform. Timeline's too short. Just because it's a deal that you can finance doesn't mean that it's a deal that you need to do right now. It may be a deal that the next council decides to do, but the politics it seems a little fishy right now.
Thank you, Damon. No red chips on that one, huh? Or they're all gone. Oh, Bonnie. Okay.
Okay, I'm
going to
share mine with Doug.
How many of you have given input into the new Civic Center in some form? Could you raise your hands? How many of you? How many of you would like to give input into the new Civic Center? Okay, that's my answer. We're going too fast. We need more input. Go.
And the truth of the matter is public-private partnerships are used sparingly. We did it with the courthouse because we never would have had a courthouse otherwise, because we were so far down the queue that it never would have been built. But for this one, I don't see why, if you did it with the bond money, it would cost you about 4% instead of 12 to 15, maybe higher percent. It's going to be an enormous amount of money that we're saying is going to be an obligation of the city of Long Beach. And we could pay it off in 10 years instead of paying $30 million a year for 50 years. And it doesn't make a lot of sense, but there's no chance to have that conversation. In fact, I'd like to see the library go be considered in a better way.
Are you passing it down? I'm the only council person that had the spine to stand up and say, no, this is wrong.